Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
New court to be completed at the courthouse in the coming weeks. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. County Public Works Director Matt Olson said at the last commissioner's meeting that the 4th District Courtroom is actually ahead of schedule and should be completed sometime in mid-December. The Gillette News Record reported in 2022, the Wyoming legislature passed a bill adding judges to the 6th, 7th, and 3rd judicial districts. The state won't allocate money until the county shows that it has a place for this 4th judge. It's starting to look sharp, Matt Olson said. I wouldn't be surprised if it's done in the next couple of weeks. The construction project will make Circuit Courtroom C into a district courtroom. Some adjacent space will be turned into judges' chambers, a jury room, and offices for the judges' administrative staff. Due to a lack of bids for the project, the county hired Vanuing Construction as a construction manager at risk. The state IT department will be coming in December to get everything wired up and connected to the state's network, and benches are expected to arrive the week of December 11th. The second phase of the project is to build out a new circuit court administration area, which is expected to be completed in April 2024. The third phase would be to construct a new circuit courtroom where the circuit court offices are now, which is scheduled to be completed in June 2024. The courthouse annex building, on the other hand, is a bit behind schedule. Olson said that he expects that by mid-January, the public defender's office and the Campbell County Adult Treatment Court can move in. YDOT asks Wyoming drivers to be more cautious of snowplows. The first major snowstorm of the season in Wyoming over the Thanksgiving weekend saw drivers plow into three snowplows, damaging two of them enough to put them out of commission. Cowboy State Daily reported the Wyoming Department of Transportation had all hands on deck over the Thanksgiving weekend as the first serious winter storm of the season hammered south central Wyoming. But even YDOT's plow trucks weren't safe from the hazardous conditions created by other drivers on the icy pavement. Over a four-day period, three YDOT plow trucks were hit by other vehicles, all in District 1, which includes the stretch of I-80 between Rawlins and Cheyenne. YDOT spokesperson Jordan Young said two of the incidents involved a hit from behind. The other was more of a sideswipe situation, so it involved someone coming up from behind, realized they were going too fast for conditions, and not being able to avoid the collision in time. Young said the three vehicles involved in the crash were a semi-truck, a regular passenger sedan, and a pickup. One of the three impacted plow trucks was able to continue plowing and sanding after a delay, but the other two were damaged to the point that they were taken out of commission for repairs. None of the YDOT employees driving the trucks were hurt in the crashes. Young said the consistent factor in all three crashes was driver speed and inattention. Amid a severe winter storm, it's doubly important for people to drive according to conditions and remove anything that may distract them from the road. Young said no matter the weather or the season, it's important to not look at your phone and not get distracted by anything in or outside of your vehicle. Those are major behavioral impacts that can make driving safer for everyone year round. Young said plow trucks create their own snow clouds as they do their work, which can create further hazards for anyone who gets too close. She said the texture of our snow makes it prone to being whipped up with the wind and the plow movement. Despite the bright flashing lights on the back, it can be hard to see them if the storm is really still going hard. So we ask all folks that if visibility isn't good, slow down, wait till visibility is better, especially, you know, before driving fast and making sure to give themselves time to pass. All Wyomingites are encouraged to download the Wyoming 511 app for up-to-date information on state and federal highway conditions. The app is continuously updated during storms, alerting drivers when highways are partially or completely closed and providing any estimated time for reopening. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.